everyone. I hope this podcast and my blog and books have been helpful resources for you and will continue to be. But if you've been struggling with a chronic health problem and are feeling stuck, consider coming to work with my team and me at the California Center for Functional Medicine. We work with patients all over the U.S. and have experience treating a wide range of conditions, including GI problems, autoimmunity, hypothyroidism, cognitive mood and behavioral issues, weight gain and metabolic dysfunction, and more. Our unique model teams clinicians with nurse practitioners and health coaches, all of whom are trained in my ADAPT framework approach to provide a high level of care to our patients. This means more support between appointments, personalized guidance on diet, lifestyle, and behavior change, a cutting-edge patient portal with 24/7 access to your labs and records, handouts and resources to guide your protocols, and a team of practitioners working together on your case. We're currently accepting new patients, so if you'd like to learn more, visit chriskresser.com/become a patient. Hey everybody, this is Chris Kresser. Welcome to another episode of Revolution Health Radio. This week, we are going to answer a listener question from Patrick. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Chris. My name is Patrick. I'm really confused about a recent podcast and website I've been checking on called Mastering Diabetes, which promotes a low-fat, high-carb, vegetable diet, whole vegetable diet. And it's really annoying to see that this is completely opposite to what we've been following for the last years, checking on you and different people. So I'm really confused, as I'm sure a lot of people are. And I would like you to, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I would like you to comment on that, see what we can get out of all these. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Patrick, for sending in that question. It's a great question, and I completely understand why you'd be confused. And there are both sensible reasons for that, I think, and there are some frustrating reasons for that as well. The reality is that there are many different diet approaches that can be effective for treating diabetes. And I think this points to a larger issue that I've talked about many times on the show and written about extensively, all the way back to my first book, Your Personal Paleo Code, which was later published as The Paleo Cure. There really is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to diet. You know, everyone has different circumstances, goals, health conditions, genes, gene expression, and all of that and more will affect what the best dietary approach is for that given individual. And this is why you can see studies indicating that a low-fat diet can be effective for diabetes, and a low-carb diet can be effective, and a ketogenic diet can be effective, and a Mediterranean diet can be effective. And of course, the other obvious thing about this is that all of those diets are far, far better than the standard American diet, which is what the vast majority of people in this country and in the industrialized world at this point are following. So if you take highly refined and processed flour and other foods out of people's diets, you remove sugar, you remove industrial seed oils, and you replace that with some combination of whole food nutrient-dense choices like fish or meat, various animal products, nuts and seeds, some fruits and vegetables, and some starchy plants even, that is going to be an enormous difference, regardless of whether you're talking about a combination of those foods that's even vegan or vegetarian or paleo or ketogenic or Mediterranean or some, you know, combination or twist on any of those approaches is going to be a vast improvement over what the majority of Americans are doing. So the other question is, what is the time frame that is being discussed in terms of the therapeutic effect of the diet? There are many diets that can be effective in the short term. We know this. Most of the diets and randomized controlled studies, trials that are looking at the effectiveness of diets are short term, lasting only a few weeks. But there are now some longer-term studies that have shown diets to be effective over a 6 month to 1 year to even 18 months to 2 year period. I think the low carb diet overall performs a little bit better in those longer term comparisons than a higher carb, lower fat approach for both diabetes and weight loss, but it's not a huge difference. The other thing is you know, what is the quality of the foods that it's being consumed? And I think this is the most important factor. And I've again written quite a bit about this. If you Google Cresser quality over quantity, you'll see some articles that I've written in the past few years. Historically, we have fallen into this trap of what some call nutritionism or nutritional reductionism, which is the idea that a calorie is a calorie, a carbohydrate is a carbohydrate, a fat is a fat. And, you know, regardless of the source of those macronutrients. So, you know, if a carbohydrate coming from white flour and sugar is no different than a carbohydrate coming from a piece of whole fruit or a sweet potato. Now, I think if you say that to most people, they'll intuitively know that that's preposterous and not the case, and it doesn't fit with their experience at all. But that's really the assumption that most nutritional research has made and is based on for the last several decades, really. And it's only been recently that we've started to see some studies that are actually designed to measure the impact of quality, you know, changing food quality rather than just the quantity of macronutrients that are consumed. So one was the Gardner study out of Stanford, and it was a randomized controlled trial that lasted for a year, and they assigned people into two groups, randomized people into two groups. One was a low-fat group, and one was a low-carb group. Only the difference with this study compared to others was that they gave people specific instruction on what types of food to eat. So no processed and refined foods, you know, focus on nutrient-dense whole foods, so that they weren't just addressing quantity of macronutrients, they were addressing quality. And what they found was that both groups lost weight after 1 year, and, you know, it's quite a significant amount of weight, but there was not that much of a difference between weight loss between the low-carb and the low-fat group. So that was a phenomenal study that prove that quality is much more important than quantity when it comes to weight loss, especially over the long term. And so, you know, there's a ton of argument and controversy and just heated discussions on the internet about whether low carb is better or keto or low fat or vegan or paleo. And it's really quite sad, actually, because when you look at the data, what you find is that many of these approaches can be effective, at least especially over the shorter term, but even in the long term. And then the question of which one is the best fit for you to follow as an individual comes down to your own individual circumstances, needs, and goals, and also comes down to other considerations. So, you know, I think that I believe that a vegan diet is potentially dangerous over the long term for many people because of the potential for nutrient deficiencies if supplementation is not being done wisely and blood markers are not being tracked to make sure that the supplements are meeting the nutritional deficiencies, because in many studies, for example, up to 70 to 80% of vegans were deficient in B12 even when they were supplementing. So, you know, we start to get into other considerations for which of these diets is best over the long term that aren't necessarily related to their efficacy in treating diabetes in studies, or, you know, especially in the short term. And they might, you know, other considerations might be, does that person just feel better on a higher fat, lower carb diet, which is certainly the case for many people? Or do they have another condition or set of conditions that might actually contraindicate a very high-fat, low-carb, or ketogenic diet? So, for example, do they have Hashimoto's and HPA axis dysfunction, or so-called adrenal fatigue. Are they pregnant? Are they trying to get pregnant or nursing? And there's so many other considerations that go into what the best choice is, even if the person does have diabetes and, you know, addressing their blood sugar and weight issues is the primary goal. There are always or often other conditions that are present too. You know, many people with diabetes, that's not the only thing that they have going on. So you have to look at all of those other factors and then consider what the best approach is over the long term based on those factors. So it's really no wonder that you're confused. I think anybody who's been following media and just general internet headlines about diet would absolutely be confused, because you see apparently contradictory headlines all the time. But when you get beneath the surface and you start to consider some of the nuances that I've been talking about, and just comparing most dietary interventions that are used in studies versus the standard American diet that most people are following today, you can see how this is actually not confusing, really. And it makes quite a bit of sense that people would lose weight and improve their blood sugar when they go on virtually any diet versus the standard American approach. So I think that really brings this back to where we started with the show and what I've been kind of harping on about for years now, which is the key to success over the long term for anybody, no matter what condition they're trying to address or whether they're just trying to optimize their health and create an approach that works best for them, is to individualize and customize what they're doing for their own circumstances and needs. And you know, I've been treating patients now for almost a decade, for over a decade actually, and I've been training thousands of healthcare practitioners from around the world and have a lot of exposure to their caseloads and what's happening with them. And the more I do this work, the more convinced I am of this fundamental truth that you really can't figure out the best diet for you by just looking at what other people are doing or listening to gurus, you know, who are really passionate about a particular approach. And we see a lot of this on the internet, people who are convinced that everybody should do a particular diet, whether that's vegan or paleo or low carb or keto. My advice to you is to run fast from anyone who makes that suggestion, because I think those people are not being intellectually honest about what the research says or even their own experience, or they just haven't worked with a lot of clients or patients. Because as soon as you start working with real people, you quickly find that there is no one-size-fits-all approach, and there's no single diet approach that will work best for every single person. So, you know, working with a nutritionist or dietitian or a functional medicine practitioner who is up to speed with a number of different approaches that can be effective in certain situations and knows how to do a comprehensive evaluation based on your health history and, you know, do some initial testing, blood work and other types of testing to create an individualized prescription for you is kind of the optimal approach. And that, I understand, is not available to everybody for various reasons. So another way to get at that same information is to do some experimentation, either on your own or under the guidance of a health coach or a nutritionist, where, you know, through listening to this show and reading my articles and other people's work and listening to other shows, you basically come up with a hypothesis about what might work well for you, given your situation. So, for example, if you do have type 2 diabetes and you're overweight and that's the main issue, then you follow some of the research and work that's suggesting that lower carb and ketogenic diets might be effective, and you give it a shot. And you see how it works, and you see what symptoms improve, and if any symptoms get worse, and then you basically tweak as you go. I mean, it's certainly easier to do with guidance, but many people out there have been able to figure this out just by listening to podcasts and, you know, reading books and online articles. And although that isn't optimal, I think it's perfectly legitimate and sometimes the only way forward for some people, depending on their resources and what they have access to. So the key thing that I want to get across here is just to, whether you're working with a practitioner who's helping you to create an individualized approach or whether you're doing it on your own, really be rigorous about it and don't accept, you know, what your friend or your cousin or, you know, even a healthcare practitioner that you know and trust or respect says will work unless you have tried it and have seen if it works for you. Because ultimately, your body is the final arbiter and will be the decision-making authority in terms of whether it works or doesn't work. And I've seen so many people that have been harmed by standardized diet advice and prescriptions. And, you know, these people often end up in my clinic a couple of years after they started a program that was totally not right for them. But they kept doing it because they were told to do it or, you know, they believed it was best based on what they had read. And I would just love to save those of you listening to this from that fate, because it doesn't have to be that way. So thanks again, Patrick, for sending in the question. It's a great one. I know a lot of people are also confused, understandably, and I hope this was helpful in you know, charting a clear path forward. Thanks for listening, everybody. Continue to send in your questions at chriskresser.com/podcastquestion, and I'll see you next time. That's the end of this episode of Revolution Health Radio. If you appreciate the show and want to help me create a healthier and happier world, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. They really do make a difference. If you'd like to ask a question for me to answer on a future episode, you can do that at chriskresser.com/podcastquestion. You can also leave a suggestion for someone you'd like me to interview there. If you're on social media, you can follow me at twitter.com/chriskresser or facebook.com/chriskresserlac. I post a lot of articles and research that I do throughout the week there that never makes it to the blog or podcast, so it's a great way to stay abreast of the latest developments. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next time.